This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. It's Tuesday around 7 o'clock. On the line is our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. What do you say, Ross Tucker?
I feel like it's like a 9.5.
Yeah, I got to add a little something.
I'm starting to think that we just might not get there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was...
Well, you guys are you know what? You guys are working too hard at it. It's like announcing to a woman what you're going to do to her before you have relations.
That's not
with
the
her.
Right thing to do?
Yeah, yeah. You got to just... Let's try to make it more organic.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. By organic, it means I'm totally adding production value next week. There will be music at some point. Hey, Ross, let's get right into this. I'm curious. Yeah. You did the Jets and Steelers game on Westwood One, which people heard right here on Sports Radio 610 on Sunday. During the day, are you watching like at the hotel? Are you watching at the stadium? Are you watching Red Zone? And this has to do with the Packers and the Texans. But how are you watching games, and did you get to see the Packers and Texans game?
Yeah, well, it depends, you know, on the situation. So I only live like 3 hours from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So I was driving to Pittsburgh.
Gotcha.
But I did have the Red Zone up on my phone.
Okay.
Now, thankfully, I'm the world's most responsible driver.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never glance down at my phone while I'm driving, of course.
Right.
But it was very helpful to listen to Scott Hansen narrate all the most important plays that were going on in all of the games.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I consume the games during the day, typically.
Yeah.
If I'm home, it's watching Red Zone on one and then usually another game like on my laptop.
Okay.
Like whatever I think the marquee game is.
Yep.
And then you know, if I'm driving, is a little bit different. I could just only have the Red Zone on. So I saw basically, you know, they featured a lot. I don't know if you guys know this, but they featured Texans, Packers, and Vikings, Lions.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Those were the games they featured. So I saw a lot of that. But then sometimes I'll, you know, to be able to talk about it on Monday's Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Yeah.
I read like a recap of it, and I also watch like the highlight of it as well.
So here's my question. How intrigued were you to actually go back and watch that game when you found out that C.J. Stroud finished 10 of 21 for 86 yards and the Texans still had a chance to win that game at the end?
Well, that was stunning for sure. It's just such an interesting game. I mean, like, Joe Mixon to run the ball as effectively as they did until they had to, late. And to still almost win the game. You know what I always think about after stuff like that, and I wonder, and I'm curious your guys' opinion, it's like, should you feel better that the pass protection was poor and you guys didn't play that well and you still almost won? Or should you feel worse that you still should have won if you had just played a little bit better?
Yeah, I think for me, Ross, and I think I speak for a lot of people, I think it's worse because I think the concern is that this is not a one-time thing for this offensive line, that there's major problems on this offensive line right now. That's the big feeling.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, Ross, a question I had up from a listener yesterday that I wanted to ask you is just how reasonable is it to expect a position group to change and improve midway through the season, given that there's all kinds of issues with communication? D'Amico Ryan's talked about that yesterday. It's clear when you watch that there's times where guys aren't running the same protections. Like somebody didn't get the call or somebody's making a mental error, and that includes the running backs and the tight ends as well as the offensive line. So just, I guess, how achievable is that and how fixable is that in week 8 of the NFL season?
Well, I'm a big believer in two things. One is that units, players can improve, get more comfortable as the season goes. But I also think a lot of times I think that that's like coaching. Yeah. You know, in other words, I feel like coaches are able to find a way to see, okay, these guys can't do this. We got to scrap that protection. Or these guys, like, they can't handle this volume of information. We need to pare it down. So those are things that happen. I'll also tell you, you know, I think position coaches matter a lot. And I've seen situations where, you know, one position coach, the one year, the running backs had no idea what to do in blitz pickup. And then the next year, they were awesome. And it was the same running backs. The only thing that changed was the running back coach. Now, I think the coaches you have are probably what they have at this point. What I don't understand, I want to make sure I have this right. The guys that were playing, it's Laramie, Kenyon Green, Scruggs, Shaq, Titus, like these yes. are their guys, yes. right?
Yeah, those are the starters. Yep. 100% healthy.
All healthy, yep. yeah.
So that is very, very troubling.
Right.
Very troubling. Because, first of all, like, I know Scruggs is the young guy, and he's playing guard at times last year. So he's kind of like the newbie. But the other guys have played a lot of football, especially the tackles and Shaq. But not only that, they were on the team last year.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they were playing last year. So that is very, very, I would say, troubling that they're not better in that regard. And so, yes, some of it goes on the players, but I always feel like this, right? If you're seeing it week in and week out, at some point it's actually not on the players. Yeah. It's on the coaches, because they're putting the players in a position for which they clearly can't handle it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of what it feels like. As well, I think the big thing with Juice Scruggs is that I still feel good about Juice Scruggs and his upside and his potential, and I think he's done some really good things this year. But he's trying. I mean, there's times where it's clear he's trying to make the calls. Well, the snap needs to come out, and there's confusion at the line of scrimmage. And you know, Ross, if you're confused as an offensive lineman at the snap, you're screwed. You're just dead in the water.
No, you're dead. And here's the thing. That is a very that's the most important part of the center position, is number one, making sure all of the rest of the guys up front, and for that matter, the quarterback, backs, receivers, tight ends, they know exactly what you're doing up front. And yeah. then number two is picking up the right guys. You know, like not just making sure you're all on the same page, but seeing the safety rotation. That's the most important job of a center, is the mental part. And I'm not there. I don't like to talk out of turn. I have no idea how Juice is doing. You know, he might be a savant, right? Maybe he's a football savant. I don't know. But that guy really, really needs to be sharp mentally. And it's up to the coaching staff to not put too much on his plate. It feels like just watching them and also talking with you guys, they have kind of a bad combo right now of a young quarterback and a young center that are learning some lessons the hard way on a week-to-week basis. If one is a veteran and the other one's young, the vet, like the quarterback, can help out a young center. The veteran center can help out a young quarterback. What happens when it's a young quarterback and a young center?
Yeah. And I think there may be a tendency to lean on CJ being far more mature than your normal 23-year-old. But yeah, you're absolutely. There's a lot he hasn't seen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Outer Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Ross, you, as I mentioned, you did the Jets-Steelers game on Sunday night, which was for a game with a 2-4 and 4-2 team. There were tons of storylines in that game. The Texans play the Jets a week from Thursday on Halloween night. Are the Jets cooked? What are we getting here with the Jets in your estimation, having watched the new version of them with Davante Adams?
Yeah, I don't think they're quite cooked yet. I'm not willing to go there yet because of their schedule. You know, their schedule is going to start to lighten up significantly, right? Like this week, they're going to play the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They're going to smoke the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And people are going to say, okay, here we go now. Now we got Reddick. And now we got, you know, we got the momentum again. Yeah. You know the way it is, Seth. Like you get one big win and you start to feel it again. Then they play at home against you guys in that Halloween game, and that's going to be the big swing game. Because after that, they have the Cardinals, the Colts. I mean, these are very winnable games. Yeah. Seahawks, then they play the Dolphins. These are very, very winnable games. The game against you guys, the Texans, is kind of the swing game.
Yeah, it's like a...
Right? Like you would expect them to win a majority of these other games. It's whether or not they win the Texans game might be the difference between whether or not they make the playoffs. Yeah, like they will be fired up for that one.
Yeah, it's a save the season game, it feels like, from what you're saying, kind of.
Ross, we were talking about this during the break, and we're mentioning just, okay, what are your options if coaching is the issue on the offensive line? You played for Dante Scarnecchia, widely regarded as one of the best offensive line coaches of this century. He's 76 years old. Is Dante Scarnecchia, who's twice retired already, would he be an elixir? Is there anybody out there that Mike Munchak is trying to be retired? Is there any names that pop into your head?
Well, those two guys are very good. Yeah. Very good. You know, I will say this. I think this is important. Part of the success of certain offensive line coaches like Dante Scarnecchia is that they let them pick the players or have a lot of input in the players. Right?
Yeah.
And so I mention that because, well, first of all, Scarnecchia loves Shaq Mason, so that would be part of it. But, you know, when I was in New England with Scarnecchia, I mean, guys, it was smart, tough guys. I mean, not a lot of first round talents like Tunsil or Kenyon Green or whatever.
What were their Instagram followings like? Were they big on Instagram? Because these guys are big on Instagram.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You got Tunsil, you got Titus Howard, first round pick. Yeah. You got Kenyon Green, first round pick. Even Scruggs was a second round pick. We didn't have a whole lot of that when I was in New England. Oh. And we worked our you-know-what off.
You guys practiced?
Dude, with Scarnecchia, his individual period was the hardest I've ever been through.
That ain't going to
matter. Tunsil would love that. Oh, Tunsil would love that.
Nobody weighed more than like 312. Imagine this NFL offensive line. Yeah. Copen was like 295. Matt Light was 305, Steve Neal 302. Like, we were lean, mean, butt kicking machine. Like, those guys all had abs.
Yeah.
Titus is probably only like 40 pounds away from that. He can get there.
He can get there. By week 17, I think he can get there.
Yeah.
And yeah. From what it sounds like, Ross, this would not be the spot for Dante.
No, honestly, Ross, it is. Like, I try not to, you know, there's nothing that strikes you about as hardcore about this Texans offensive line. Like, it feels like the culture is one of just like, yep, got my money. Yeah. Woohoo! Let's get fat and happy.
Yeah, Ross.
Laramie's not fat. He would never let himself get that.
Ross, I'll give you two nuggets to put it in perspective, and then I know we got to cut you loose. One of the texts I got to the post-game show on Sunday was, we have a Chardonnay offensive line. We need beer drinkers. And the other thing, I did an appearance last night at a cigar lounge here in town to watch Monday Night Football with some listeners, and at least three of them complained that Laramie Tunsil wears skinny jeans. That's where we're at right now, Ross, okay?
I don't care about that. I care about the penalties and the performance.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, those guys, they've gotten their money, a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, they've got the other players around them. They got to lock in for, like, three more months.
Yeah.
And then do whatever they want in the offseason.
Right.
But I will say this. This is also why you who you draft and who you pay from a personality standpoint
matters.
Really, really matters.
Yep.
Really matters.
Where are you at this weekend, Ross?
NFL booth, the Baltimore Ravens at the Cleveland Browns for CBS.
Okay.
So, Sunday at 1, CBS, the Browns just signed Bailey Zappe.
Yes, yes.
I think it'll probably be Jameis Winston, which actually makes it entertaining. Like, Jameis Winston, You know who isn't happy that Jameis Winston might start for the Browns? The Ravens.
No, he brings
he'll come out and sling it, so it'll be interesting.
For sure. All right, well, Ross, safe travels, and we look forward to talking next Tuesday. That's our Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker, Insider Carl's, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, we'll talk to you next week.
Later, dudes.
All right, see ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.